Welcome to a different type of show with like-minded individuals that don't always see eye to eye.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't nobody understand the words that are coming out of your mouth, man.
Free thinkers that stray away from the herd.
Drink that booze.
Real topics, real discussions with real opinions.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
We might make you laugh. We might blow your mind. To some, this is groundbreaking. But to us, it's just another combo.
Well, hang on. We shouldn't be learning how not to get caught. We have to take responsibility for our actions.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
I gotta add those on.
My bad.
It's Sunday. It's fun day. You know how it goes.
Right, exactly. That's wild. Yeah, so much. So, I think I got us in TikTok jail.
What did we do?
Well, it was more like what I did. I did it. My bad.
What'd you do? Us or you?
Me.
Oh, you? I'm saying, but like...
No,
your,
I mean...
Your TikTok or, like, the station TikTok?
The station TikTok.
What did you do?
So, I got a story last night, probably about 10 o'clock at night, and it was over a boxer. Boxer who I had never heard of, but I was trying to find this footage. It was a boxer by the name of... Paricio Manuel, who is a transgender boxer, female to male. So that in and of itself is different. And nobody can find footage of this person's fight. Like, there's no footage of it. And all it is just the headlines, transgender, quote unquote, male, knocked out in 21 seconds.
So they're saying the trans boxer Correct. Was knocked out in 20 seconds.
21 seconds, yes.
But there's no footage of it.
There is no footage of it, but every sports news is reporting on it.
So you were basically questioning the...
No, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see how legit it was.
You're basically questioning the authenticity Right. of Correct. The claims.
So I go on TikTok, and you got this... Ball-headed Sasquatch running the gator, talking about, where's all the anti-trans, huh? This male boxer is sitting there beating up everybody, which is true. Before this fight, this trans man had a 3-0 record. So I dug a little deeper. And so I'm like, oh, this is good. Like that, I got to do a stitch on it, you know, which is where you can cut up part of a video and then you can immediately
like,
react to it.
Kind of like a reaction situation.
Correct. So what I did is I stitched it and like I let this person have it because I said, like, because that they just kept poking. Well, why isn't anybody talking about this? Oh, it's because y'all hate trans people. So I said, look.
But where's the evidence?
Well, and this is what I said, look, pumpkin, even the sun shines on the dog, on the bright side of a dog's ass every once in a while. And the fact that this athlete, this woman, beat three people who nobody's ever heard of a day in their life, has never done nothing, has never won any titles, doesn't really mean much. But the reason why we didn't say anything is because we're classful individuals. We've got dignity. We've got style. And we're not trying to tear anybody down. That and the fact we knew the minute this person got into the ring with somebody with some real credentials, we would see what time it is. And wouldn't you know who won the bout in 21 seconds? Out. So, like, I wasn't mean per se. I mean, I may have been slightly brash. But now it's all under review, and I'm like, oh, come on.
I don't think it's that bad of a situation, personally, if that's how you really said it. And honestly,
They're weird.
To be real,
TikTok's off.
I mean, there's the conspiracy of, is the Loch Ness Monster real? But none of us have seen it. There's not really real footage, like definite evidence of it.
Yeah, but that's TikTok. Same, TikTok's got weird algorithms.
Same,
and they do weird
same thing
things.
With Bigfoot. You're just questioning the validity of what was said. And if, you know, if this person did beat three people, how come they're like, everybody puts stuff on YouTube these days. So wouldn't that?
Well, I didn't see the one fight. Okay. And like, or that I saw the fight before the knockout.
So there is a little bit of evidence out there.
Yes, that this person was 3-0. I just saw the one fight and it lasted all of 1 minute. And this trans man didn't knock down the person, like stuck him twice. Referee called it because he got a cut on the eye.
Well, that's
so
part
he
of boxing.
Was bleeding. Yeah. Yeah. But the referee stopped the fight. Therefore, the trans man won by default because the referee stopped the fight.
What kind of boxing rules are these?
I have no idea. But I think it was because I called the trans man a Dollar General Andrew Tate knockoff because the boxer looked like Andrew Tate. Bald head, beard, the whole nine yards.
That might have been a low blow.
Maybe, because I'm like, oh. But hold on. Like that, we will show a picture for the fans, for the folks. And it looks like if Andrew Tate and The Game had a kid. Like, that's what it would look like.
All right.
Yeah. Like, that's... So I wanted, you know, that. So I was basically trying to poke the bear, I guess. But now it's all under review and da 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 da. And the world has become just oh so sensitive. Shout out to my boy Icy. Man, I haven't seen his ass in a long time. That's my boy down in Fort Myers. He's got his whole radio thing down and he's hosting nice. Shows over there. And that cat doing battles or was doing battles that we don't really get to catch up much, but. That motherfucker's got to grind like us, so therefore, real recognizes real.
Salute to that.
That's right. It's never going to be easy in this day and age of society. I will openly say it. I said it last week. I'll say it again. If a woman wants to come over to the man's side of the field and on the man's side of the playing field, come on. Come on. You got to learn the hard way. I mean, but you gotta learn. Shit, hell, they may surprise us all. But I doubt it. Like that, you don't get to sit here and stand on Pride Rock, say, ha ha ha, look, where's all the trans haters? And that's exactly what it's like. The dude sounded like Roger from American Dad. I was waiting for him to say, where's the pecan sandies?
Well, it's one of those things, too, with certain people, and I guess you kind of just got to ignore it, but it's like they're looking for the hate. They're looking for the almost like the misery needs company kind of situation, and they just like drama so much they try to stir it up like.
Yeah, but don't start nothing. It won't be nothing.
But that's the point that I was trying to get at is like why even bring it up like where are the trend? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you just looking like you looking for a problem.
Yep.
Like. If you support that community and you come out asking for, like, where are the haters at, that's literally, like, dressing in all red and walking through crypt territory like you're just looking for trouble.
Right. I mean, this is the equivalency.
Like, and that's my question is, like, they're so quick to cancel everybody else, but when are we going to cancel people like that who are just about the drama?
Well, and
no matter what, no matter what, who they are or what they are or what they believe in.
Well, and this is the nasty little okey-doke that people have now become accustomed to playing. They will poke and prod the bear.
Yeah.
And then when the bear comes out, oh, my God, why?
Cry wolf.
Yeah, like, no.
You can't stir the pot and then stir it too hard and get mad when you get splashed with some hot liquid.
Correct. And this is where people don't truly understand, okay, that first off, it's 2024, okay? Let's just call it for what it is. Again, I've drawn the comparison. There is a middle ground with this whole trans athlete issue. There is a middle ground, whether people choose to acknowledge it or not. Me personally, I don't know about you, but me, I don't have to hold the flag. I don't have to wear the ribbon. But I also don't co-sign, you know, them becoming victims of crime, becoming victims of violence. I don't condone any of that. And if you're somebody who's like, oh, well, that we got to beat common sense into them. You know what? You're a child. You are a child. And there's something deeply, disturbingly wrong with you. And your parents didn't love you enough. That's probably why your old lady's cheating on you. And the reason why I instantly assume that it's men, it's because, like, that women don't care that much about the trans issue.
Well, my
like only, guys do.
My only problem with it when it comes to the sport aspect is I just feel like there's always going to be that built-in excuse where it's like, let's just say a trans boxer where it's a female that turns male goes into, like,
right.
Maybe they're good.
Right.
Maybe they make it into, you know, whatever weight class they're in and they're doing pretty good.
Sure.
That moment that one person that's a male, that's a born male,
yep,
does the 21-second thing or, like, whoops them really real quick or whatever, there's that built-in excuse, well, he was originally a girl, or, like, in the other aspect of a guy that had a sex change to a female and maybe they're in, like, basketball or something, well, she's only that good because she was really a dude to begin with. You know, there's going to be that excuse. And it's almost like devil's advocate. Well, if you allow it, then you can't really use that excuse if you're that person. So,
well, and a few years ago, there was a UFC fighter named Fallon Fox.
Okay.
And I, as much as people either A, like him or don't like him, I think Joe Rogan was on the right deal. He said, because this was the opposite. This was a born biological male transitioning into a female, and he's fighting. Like, he caved. Like, Fallon Fox caved this fighter's head in. A girl. I don't care if guys want to participate in physical combat sports. I do think it should be a regulation and a rule that they have to let them know.
Yes.
But that wasn't a thing then. Like, Fallon Fox didn't even tell these fighters.
Oh, like the UFC what the fighters and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Didn't even say what the okey-doke was. That should be something that has to be said. And then if they know and they decide to go along with it, okay, well, then that's on the fighters.
Yeah.
They've done their due diligence. Wipe your hands
clean. Everything's out there.
Correct.
Because, I mean, and that's a very valid point. In a combat sport, either way that it goes, the other person can get seriously hurt, or they can hurt somebody seriously because, like you said,
I could beat up that Andrew Tate knockoff. Stop it.
Oh, Lord. Who said that? I mean, I don't know. Andrew Tate knockoff might be able to beat a few people.
Well, I'm not saying that Fallon Fox is this great prized fighter. That will never come out of my mouth because I know better. But we also can't deny the fact that this fighter sent a woman, and several women at that, to the hospital. Like, badly. It was bad. After that, you know, hey, it is what it is, and people can do with it as they see fit. But you got to at least say something. I mean, don't be trying to let people just go in there, because there are differences. I can't believe this is wildly controversial in 2024, but it is true.
It's a very...
If you don't believe men and women are different, I got one word for you. Pelvis. There you go. It's the only argument I need. That proves men and women are different. They're built different. They're designed differently. This is just how it is. I'm sorry. That doesn't mean that trans athletes shouldn't be allowed to compete. Nobody's saying all that. I'm saying...
It should be put out there from the jump.
It should be, A, put out there from the jump. And for all you people out there saying, oh, well, there's science. There is not as much science as you think yet. In 10 years, yes, there will be plenty of science to go and say, this is what it is. Because people would be able to study the results of surgery, therapy, all of these things. If you believe that, like, things like surgery and hormone blockers are completely reversible, that will come out. I promise it will come out. They're not going to be able to suppress it. But what if it isn't? If I'm willing to accept that everything is completely reversible, and the science will prove that in time, because this is still a new procedure, Are you not willing to accept that it's not reversible?
Well, how could that's where we get into an issue. How could you reverse the lop, though?
I mean,
I don't even think I want to know that question.
Right. Well, and it's crazy.
Because I'm gonna be real. You're a bad motherfucker if you can face the lop.
I was like,
I don't know if I'd want to fight you.
We'll take Ellen Elliott Page. I'll split the kitty. I know her as Elliott Page. Some of y'all know her as Ellen Page. Strike that, reverse it. So I'll split the kitty and I'll call him her Ellen Elliott Page. Like, there are pictures of Ellen Elliott Page without her shirt off now. And you can see the scars. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. But it's like, I'm going to need somebody to break this down mentally for me. How is anybody okay with seeing something for 20 years? And this isn't me being funny. Like, I mean, like that. I'm not sitting there trying to say, well, Ellen Page didn't have anything really to work with, so it wasn't a big jump. Like, how do you go from that to, like, flat now? Like, my mind, like, that would fuck with me mentally. Like, I would be like, what the hell? Like, and maybe one day I'll understand it. And maybe there will be more data that comes out to support this. But
some people are just more open than others, and that's just the way right. It is.
I mean, from a cultural standpoint, I don't know why any woman would want to be a man. Do you see how men get treated? Why would anybody want to be a man in 2024?
If you're a female and you're thinking about this, just...
You really rethink this. Call yourself anything else other than a man. Listen, because you don't want
I'm just going to give you two things to focus on.
And if you're white, forget about it.
This upcoming year, if you're thinking about that before you make the initial jump from being a woman to becoming a man...
Please just rethink this.
Just check out Mother's Day and see all the love that the ladies get.
And then check out Father's Day.
Then check out Father's Day and see what happens. You might be like, damn, dog, we really don't get shit.
Right. If I had a dollar for every time I saw somebody on Facebook or on social media or on TikTok or whatever say, Happy Father's Day to all the single mothers because they do both jobs. Boy, I'd be a rich man. I could buy Bradenton three towns over.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you. And we're going to push everybody on out. And I want to talk to the people that are thinking about converting from female to male. Let me explain something to you, kiddo. All right? It's your friend talking. I ain't going to steer you wrong. The worst thing you can be on this planet right now in 2024 is a straight white male. Okay? Why? Because we don't have any damn groups we can run to. And the one group we can run to, we don't want to go to.
Oh, hell no.
Hell. Get the hell out of here, man, with that pointy hat shit.
We don't want no blankets over here.
Nah. I don't need no white sheets. Thank you. Like, men have it way harder than you think. Way harder. All right. There's a reason why, and this is some hard truth for everybody. There's a reason why the self-unaliving rate is higher in men. There's a reason why the prison sentencing is higher in men. Now, you can make an argument that men commit more crimes. That's fine. But the burden of proof lies on the man of the shoulder. Divorce rate, men are the victims. Child support, men have to pay in over 90% of cases. This is not taboo. Why would you want that? Why? Because, why? So you can feel better?
You better run for it, run for it.
You
run.
Better stick your ass right where you are. You better continue to put on your boy dick and nail your old lady with it. God bless you for it. I ain't mad at you. But really think about what you're doing. Oh, yeah.
Icy says all men, not just white men. Yeah,
he is right. My man is right about that. Like, I mean, like, we're going to have to come up with like a third gender or something. But then again, like that, the gender discussion blows my mind because there's like 157 different genders.
Facts.
Yeah, and like that. There's only two biological sexes, which that's true. But it's like they just change up the game so damn much that I can't follow. Like, I try to follow, but I just can't. I've tried. I have truly, truly, truly tried.
I gave up.
And just when I get it, boy, the rules change up on me. It's like Roddy Piper. Just when I think I've got all the answers, they change the questions.
Mine's just the, hey, It is what it is. Whatever. If it makes you happy, do right. you.
My question to the parents out there, and this is a real problem, and this is a real question.
Okay.
Every parent, if you have a parent, and hell, even if you a step-parent, and you have a daughter, everybody's cool with the trans athlete argument until it happens to your child. Then how cool are you going to be? That's an honest question. That's not me trying to hit anybody with the okey-doke or anybody trying to get the ha-ha, gotcha. It's a real question. People like to speak out and they like to be prideful when it comes to things that don't affect them directly. That's why it's easy for people to rip on politics because it doesn't really affect them. It does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
But it's like that. They'll always go with the same things. When it happens to you, it is a different ball game. Why? Because you wouldn't be human if it didn't. You wouldn't be wrong if you got upset about that. Being a man in the USA made me not want marriage. Oh, good Lord.
Read it. I got it up on the screen. So
my
go
boy.
Ahead.
I see that. You spitting some real hard-ass freaking facts because my man said he don't want to be homeless. Because that's what they will do to you if the relationship ends. By all available metrics, in 85% of cases, divorce is initiated women first. Yes. Thank God. I'm just saying this. Thank God Florida's not a huge like stickler of alimony, and they don't enforce alimony like a lot of states do.
Yeah.
A lot of states, you 15 or 20 years in, you fucked. All right. It's like Chris Rock said, if you made $10 million and she wants $5 million, no big deal. You're not eating, you're not starving. But if you made $30,000 and she wants $15 million, you won't have to OJ her.
Speaking of OJ.
I can't believe that. Like that man. O.J. Simpson. I remember being in fourth grade watching that trial as it went down. That was a moment in history.
It was an iconic moment in history.
That ranks right on up there with like 9/11. When people look at like the Mount Rushmore of moments in my time,
so
that's got to be one of them.
We are a couple years apart.
Yeah.
But we don't have we're not as far in age as me and Derek.
How old is Derek?
Derek is in his 30s.
Get the Derek, you young bastard. Go sit down somewhere.
I think he just turned 30 or 31. He's younger. But
my boy said rest in peace, Jews.
But is O.J. Simpson, is that like the largest murder trial ever?
The highest profile in the 90s, yes.
That's what that's probably the words I was looking for, like the highest profile.
Right. Because of the fact, like,
because I feel like largest murder trial may contain like a lot of dead bodies. This is more,
I mean,
like
you got to look at, like, there were a lot of high profile trials in like the 80s when
it was bigger
than the guy in Ohio that people believed to be Ivan the Terrible from the concentration camps.
But
like, that was in the 80s.
But wasn't it even bigger than the Jeffrey Dahmer situation?
Dahmer was a rough one. That was such a rough.
Yeah, but
case.
But it wasn't
like
really,
that Ted Bundy.
But it wasn't televised and stuff like we were in the courtrooms pretty much with the OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Like
well,
I remember
that was the first.
I remember in school they would have it on the TV while we were doing schoolwork.
Stop it, Isaac! Goddamn you! Yeah, yeah. That we watched a little bit of it.
You said my man took the truth to the grave.
Shit remind me of freaking that.
I mean, he left
old wrestler in the old days called New Jack when he was in Smoky Mountain. When he said, "Shout out to my boy OJ. Two less we got to worry about, brother. Keep up the good work."
If you really think about it, he kind of left the truth here on Earth with that book or whatever. If I did it,
oh shit! And that's how we know we have incentivized bad behavior. When that milquetoast lackluster car chase went down in the Bronco. You got idiots on the fucking high rise holding up signs. Run, Juice, run! Run, OJ! Free OJ!
No one wanted to believe it at first.
Those people now are saying, yeah, he probably did it. Yeah.
Even on the barbershop, look at Seth Entertainment's part where he's like, it's three things black people need to need to admit. OJ did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was one like the first thing he said, like,
OJ did it.
And this for Cedric the Entertainer, quite possibly one of the most iconic comedians ever.
It's it's wild to see because, like, I watched all the news, like, after OJ passed away. And you got people, like, literally, like, the people at CNN, they said, and I quote, "It's really bad what he did, okay, that we're not saying that it was good what he did." And then the next sentence, they're justifying and minimizing it by saying, oh, well, that's just how it was because of the Rodney King situation, which the Rodney King situation was an absolute shitstorm.
It was
a shit show. Anybody with a functioning prefrontal cortex knew that all of those officers should have got the book thrown at them and they should be in there to this very damn day. Throw away the key, all of that. Nobody really disputes that. And if you do dispute it, it's because you're just being a hard-headed shit and you don't want to see,
that was,
you know, the other side.
Totally excessive, yeah.
Get a freaking come up, which you're kind of childish for that. Go sit down. Go read something. But it's like, why can't we just have the standard that wrong is wrong, period? It's bad. Doesn't matter what you are, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you look like.
Listen.
Bad is bad. And why can't we have a justice system have the same type of mentality?
Hey.
Because OJ paid for that freedom. I'm going to call it.
He did. And he had a hell of a legal team.
He did. Which goes back to that you can buy court justice, which is why, you know, like the real high prize people. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even talking about buying justice, that, you know, allegedly there's that lady.
People been doing that for years.
That lady came out and was talking about the shooting in the club that Sean got convicted of, and she's openly said publicly now that Diddy was the shooter. And
somebody got to go down for it.
Somebody got to go down for it, and it wasn't Diddy. It was Sean. And you know, that's a whole nother...
That rubbed that man the wrong way. He had to leave the damn country. He said, fuck y'all, I'm out.
After he got out, he went back to Belize.
Said, peace. See ya. We gone. We out of here. Can't say that I blame the man. But we switching gears to people on the local front. Because I said I was going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. Dear Bradenton Police Department, please find something better to do with your time. I mean, we got crackheads running around there. We've got home invasions.
Fentanyl.
We got fentanyl. I'm willing to give you all a pass on the fentanyl. You campaign that you bust a bar for illegal gambling and you get four machines. Bravo. All of that hoopla, all of that pageantry and grandioso. For what?
A money grab because...
For what?
Because the...
Meanwhile, the slot machines around the corner are still open. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
You probably got to have a certain...
Has to.
Whatchamacallit? You'd be able to operate that shit.
Yeah, but it's bad because it's like, I know what happened on the inside. I know what they're not telling you. Why? Because the vendor that was in there... My boy Raul from Multiflow in Tampa, he does, Multiflow is a company that services the bars and they do like the bag in the boxes for like the soda and shit like that, you know, like that. So every week they do deliveries and they deliver boxes. And so he was fixing one of the guns behind the bar. And this man said, ATF came busting in there, long guns drawn in the whole nine yards. I said, what fucking time was this? He said, bro, this was at like 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
What the fuck are you trying to find at 10 o'clock in the morning? People barely getting out of the goddamn methadone clinic getting their damn daily dose. But you on bus in there and freaking, you want to scare the damn bartender half to death? Do you feel better? Do you feel good? Did you do something? You got a pack of machines out. Good job. It even said right there, like, no arrests were made. So why'd you do it?
All over money and over permits.
When people say things like victimless crime, this is a victimless crime. I have said it. I will clown on them, but I will say it. Prostitution is a victimless crime. This is right up there with it. Because people knew what it was. People know what it is. They don't care. But I think it's just what High C said. They want the damn handout. They want to sit there and say, hey, we need ours. Why? So, why do you need yours? So we can sit here and run over potholes that ain't been filled in 20 years? And so, then you want to get the lowest common denominator to come and patch it up a little bit just so that damn shit, which also happened. I should get Bill Sanders on this damn show. He'd tell y'all something, okay, about how the damn pavement patch collapsed underneath it. But yet we our tax dollars are paying for it. Collapsed right there on 301 in Manatee Ave. Like, what the fuck? People are a mess.
So, all that tax dollars, all that money spent to kick in the door at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
To basically repossess four machines for not having the proper permits or business licensing or whatever.
Guns drawn.
Whatever the situation, I don't know enough about it to...
Had to have...
The right paperwork.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Put the yellow tape up in everything. Like, it had to make a spectacle.
It pretty much gave... I'm assuming maybe... was it a female bartender? So pretty much gave some young lady a heart attack while she just trying to make sure she got all her bottles out and all her mixers and stuff filled.
Correct.
And her bar set up for when they open up at 11.
Good job.
Good golly.
Like, you know there's an election year, don't you? You know that there are people going to be looking at this, right?
And good morning to everybody that's keep chiming in on the Facebook Live. We love all you guys, man. Thank you for the support.
Absolutely.
Without y'all, you know, there would be no us. And Tamar's chiming in now as well, too.
I cannot believe it.
Oh, hey, Tamar, my boy says, anything the state can't get a piece of is immediately the worst thing on the planet.
I mean, y'all can have a piece of my ex-wife if you want. Have at it.
They might be paying you to take her back.
Well, that would be a nice change of pace. That'd be a very nice change of pace. I'd be all right with that. It's like, come on. Like,
my parents used to joke around and be like, I ain't worried about nobody kidnapping you. They gonna pay us to take you back.
Right. Let's get one thing perfectly clear, okay? I am the outlier, okay? That I'm not anti-police. I have family that are law enforcement. I have family that's Secret Service. I have family that's done, you know, a couple things.
I feel like you've at least played NWA Fuck the Police and meant it when you sang along with it.
Maybe.
A time or two.
But I also know that we do need extreme reform to the system for sure. As a whole. Because it's a flawed system. If you take all the racial politics out of it, just in simple things like fathers, good fathers, getting railroaded for their child because their ex-old lady is a freaking crackhead, and she goes and puts a little crocodile tears in her eyes and says, I'm afraid of him. He's going to take my baby. Okay, well, that's a bigger issue. Like, it should be right is right, wrong is wrong. Period. Same landscape all the way across the board.
Read your boy Icy's comment about the police.
My boy said, the police is like a woman. God damn it. do the bare necessities with the exception. God damn you. Yeah, I love that. I love that. I see that. Oh, we need to make it a point that you need to come and tell a damn joke every damn Sunday if that's how good it's coming. Yeah, if it's coming that good, we got you. But it's like police have always had a problem. They have always had a bad stigma, even if nothing's happened. And even though, like, and let's keep it 100, if we know that there are bad things going on, and we can all acknowledge that there are. Absolutely. Why? Because we hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to be willing to acknowledge the fact that until people like the media start covering it all the way across the board, I can give you three names of three officers who've been fired for racist conduct. But where's the media for that? Oh, there isn't any. Why? Because that there's no ratings in that. Why not? Don't you think that would build trust in a community that already has a bad stigma and already looks at police officers as bad? Don't you think that would do good by the city to see the city saying no, that they're applying it even?
You're 100% correct, because then the people who are upset about stuff like that would actually have a little ease in their heart knowing that something actually got taken care
correct.
Of. And then they wouldn't have such a stir when the negative comes out.
And I'm glad that it's not as bad as it was like a year ago, because it was really bad a year ago. And like, that's a double-edged sword. I'll be 100% honest. Those people got to be better than me. Because you let motherfuckers sit there and tell me I'm no good, that I'm this, that, and the third, and I've never done anything. And then you call me and you want me to come and take a report because somebody broke into your car or broke into your house. I may take my sweet ass time. I may get lost doing something more important.
We got Donald chiming in and says he can name one that was an evil officer for 36 years in Sarasota.
And what happened? If it's one of the three who I'm thinking of, they got their ass fired.
Now, if it's one who I'm thinking of that I know that he knows very well, I'll tell you that one off air.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I know which one that you're talking about, because I asked the brothers about it, that the freaking twin brothers that were on the force in Sarasota County.
Okay.
About it. And, yeah, like, one of them got told to shut up before it got to be too much to where that they had to do something.
I knew that's who you were talking about, Donald.
see what you're doing.
I knew exactly who you were talking about. Gonzo says, we need Grady Judd, who explains what happens to the community on bad cops and bad suspects in the community, in his community.
Oh, what? Oh,
Donald's talking about the DUI kingpin, if you didn't know who.
Got it.
If you know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Okay. All I'm saying is the fact that you can't hold everybody to the same outlier idea for one reason. And why it doesn't work is because when you go to a job and if you're a waiter at a restaurant and the restaurant is starting to get a bad reputation for bad service, why should you be penalized?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's a very complex issue. And my boy Killshot sitting there talking about white people using the N-word. It's 2024. If you're a white person still using the N-word, go sit down. Go take a long walk off a short pier, as a matter of fact.
Well, are we
talking about, I hope they get slapped.
Are we talking about the hard R?
I don't give a damn how you say it. How about that?
Okay.
Why that? And I will touch on
well, there
that
is a
briefly.
Difference. There is a difference.
There isn't. And here's why I say that. When you go on Facebook and you see all these white devils, I said, I don't care. And you've got all these white devils sitting there using that. Read what they're writing. It's never anything positive. When was the last time you said, when was the last time that you heard anybody say, that's my N-word right there? No, it's always, this N-word ain't shit. So where's the positivity? If the A is supposed to be a term of endearment, but they're saying, this N-word ain't shit, and fuck that N-word, where's the positive camaraderie in it? It isn't. It's going back to the original negative connotation.
But it's in music.
I don't care if
without
it's in
white
music.
People saying it. So if you're saying that
I'm not going to listen to a damn rapper any damn way. I'll believe rappers on cultural issues when they stop referring to women as bitches and hoes.
And that's
how about
why,
that?
And that's why you don't know what Freaknik was.
Oh, well, I mean, that's probably true.
I'm just saying if you want to eliminate the word, then eliminate it from everybody, not just one.
You
race.
Can't do that because that is a jeopardy. That puts the First Amendment into question. You can't do it. Like, that's got to be a personal choice.
All right. So I'm going to put it to you like this. You know the word that rhymes with bike that is used as a derogatory term towards.
I heard you was a Frisco.
Not that, but.
Fuck your mama. I'm talking about you.
That uses a derogatory term towards a certain.
Yeah.
Religious culture that starts with a J.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the word dyke.
No.
Oh, my bad.
The K word.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter who says it. It right. still means that word, right?
Well, that's social.
So
that is social.
So,
that is part of society.
But
the point
I'm trying to get at is if the black community wants to eliminate that word, it can't be a bad word for Mexicans, Chinese, everybody else. But then when you use it in a rap song, oh, it's a different context. No, if it's a bad word, then it's a bad word all the way around. Let's eliminate it from everything.
Killshot's right. I absolutely would love a Freaknik. Anywho.
let's get it done.
The issue,
Sarasota's head would blow off if we did a Freak Nick here.
Boy, you ain't lying. The issue with that, based on my knowledge of this, is like people have been trained not to say it. They have taught it to their kids. They know this, that, and the third. Like, and some terms get outdated. Like, that's why black people don't call white people honkies.
But to a certain extent, and here's where I'm playing devil's advocate.
Right.
I was the minority in my neighborhood. I hung out with a lot of people who use that word.
You're the minority now.
So guess what? If I'm hanging around a bunch of people who use this word, it becomes part of my vocabulary.
Correct.
But now, because it's been instilled in me for a long part of my life, I still try to correct myself from saying it, but I still say it. So
that'd make it right.
So if we eliminate it,
right,
then there is no, there's no double sided to this. There's no stereotype to it or whatever, or the double standard. That's the word I was looking for.
There has to be a clear cut distinction. Just because something is legal does not make it morally acceptable. In the 1950s,
I feel you, but I'm just saying, if High C grew up New York over in Spanish Harlem, people would probably think that I'm Cuban or Puerto Rican or something, because there are light-skinned, you know, there are Puerto Ricans and Cubans with white color skin.
You look like you could be related to Pitbull.
I have had a homeless person in Spanish ask me in Spanish in Miami for spare change. I swear to God.
Did they say Mr. Pitbull?
He walked up to me and asked me for spare, do I have any spare change in Spanish? I said, no habla. And he asked me, do I have any spare change in English? I swear to God, he thought I was Spanish at first. It almost felt like the white kids on the Dave Chappelle skit with the Clayton Bigsby, where he called them the N-word, and they're like, yes! Like, the dude walked up to me in Spanish, I'm like, he didn't think I was a gringo! It was awesome.
Well, and that the point that I'm making is the fact that I get what you're saying, but that's where the moral compass comes in. As I was saying, like, legally, you can do something, but it doesn't have to be morally or ethically correct. In the 1950s, they believed that sterilization of the mentally ill was okay. Times change, and people have to take it as a... If we want to stop things like what you're talking about, you know, where white people are using the N-word, well, guess what? It starts with the Michael Jackson, my friend. That's the man in the mirror.
And Icy has a pretty good point. He says you can say what you want, just be careful where you say that. And that's the thing, is like, and it's
that's
not,
my
and,
only. And issue
it's not even
with
a
that.
Me thing. Like, there's white girls out there that I've heard use the N-bomb that, you know, have mixed kids, and you know, you obviously they're into black dudes, and they grow up around that community, and they get a free pass around those friends. But guess what? In Bradenton, you're cool to say that. Maybe in Palmetto, in some certain places, you're okay to say that. But guess what? You go to New Orleans and say that, you might get some looks, and you might catch some slack from somebody. You use that word in Detroit, and you were some little white girl, you might get mollywopped at the end of the day.
What is mollywopped?
And it is. It's true. But I don't really like the word. I've been trying my hardest literally late in like my older years to kind of stay away from that. But it's at the same time, it's like you could take the blank out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the blank.
I am reminded, and
like when I get mad, it'll fly out, because then that's when Hood High C comes out.
Icy was talking about, you know, him being a black man going to a KKK rally. I would agree to a certain extent. Now, people like Daryl Davis, who was the black man who got to go to a Klan's meeting, he was doing a story on the Klan, trying to understand where the hatred comes from. And he's, to my knowledge, he's the only black guy I've ever heard of that not only got to go to a Klan rally, but got people to start turning in their shit. Like, he was giving it to them. Like the people that were in the Klan would take their Klan card and give it to him, would take their freaking dirty white sheets and give it to him. And I'm like, wow.
I still don't know what it's all about, and I'm white, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, ugh. Like,
racism's ugly no matter what color it comes from, to be honest with you. It's hurtful.
Well, and
it is hurtful. I've experienced racism, so I mean, I know what it's like. Not to that extent, but I've experienced it. I'm being dead ass serious.
What? Really?
Well, when you're the only white kid in your neighborhood, yeah, there's some stuff that comes your way.
I mean, that's fair. I mean,
there were legit people's houses. I could not go knock on their door and ask for their son to come play. I would have to send one of my black friends over there.
You see,
like being dead serious, and how you think that is as a kid. I mean, and I didn't experience on the level that. And I'm not trying to say anything that I went through is nothing like the slavery and all that. Do not get it twisted. But I'm just saying I've have experienced it on certain levels as a child. And yes, it sucks. It hurts.
What if we as a society stop pushing on this hatred towards the next generation?
I love that we are the world, bro.
I'm not talking we are the world,
Dan. But I'm just saying, like,
children.
That unity.
Me. You, everybody watching, hate and racism is not something you're born with. It's something you learn. It's something you're taught. For the same reason why people dislike a certain class of people, whether it be rich people who hate on low poor class, straight people that hate on the gays, whatever. These are things that are taught to people. If you can learn it, you can unlearn it. It's not going to be as easy to unlearn something, but it is possible.
I
have said it many, 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 many times. The black culture, and I don't care if you're offended by that, get over it. I was so influenced by everything because when I looked at my TV,
90s kids were,
and I looked at everything the black community was doing.
Carl
and
I
was cross jealous. Colors. I wanted it. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be part of the party.
You wanted the little Africa leather thing, didn't you?
I wanted to.
Cross colors.
Right.
MCM. Carl Kanai.
Yeah. And it was
FUBU.
These were cool clothes.
They were.
Everything about the black community to me was cool because it was the closest thing I had to recognizing about my family, because there was a sense of family. There was a sense of community. There was a people walking down the road and waving, and you didn't know these people. My friend didn't know his neighbors, but everybody was cool with everybody.
Yeah.
And I liked that. There was a real feeling of acceptance. And when you're somebody who grew up like I did, who didn't get a lot of acceptance, that's endearing to somebody like me.
Listen, racism, I will always say, is something that is completely taught.
Absolutely.
You're not born a racist. And if anybody ever wants to doubt me, I can take you to my old neighborhood. I can show you where we used to play football at, where we had guys like me, a white male, my brother, a white male. We also had people like Eddie from Buck That Podcast, a Mexican-American. We had...
Eddie better watch out with his good credit because they're gonna start to think he really white. He better stop.
You know, we had mixed kids in our neighborhood. We had black kids in our neighborhood, and guess what? We'd be at the basketball court playing along, getting fine. My next door neighbor was a good friend of mine's grandma and grandpa growing up. My boy Larry, his cousin Billy that lived there. Billy had Nintendo and Sega Genesis, so do we. Right. So there'd be the games coming out for Christmas. They'd be like, okay, well, what are you going to ask for? So we know what to ask for, because we'll ask for some games you don't ask
right.
for, because we're always at each other's house playing the game. So that way, instead of everybody getting the same game, me and Eric would ask for different games. And like, I'm talking about Friday night pizza, and my dad's inviting our friends inside the house to come. Hey, I ordered some extra pizza because you guys were over here playing. Come on in and eat. Like, I was never taught because this person's black, they're bad, or this person's Mexican, they're black. My dad taught me to treat people how you want to be treated. And if you want to be treated with respect, you respect everybody, no matter who they are or where they're from.
And, Carter, you're going to get canceled saying shit like that.
And I mean, you know, at the end of the day, like, we, you know, I would have, and when I say my boy Larry is like Wesley Snipes black, like, he Wesley Snipes black. Like, we used to play manhunt at the school, and if as long as he kept his eyes shut, his mouth closed, you ain't going to find him in the shadows. That's my boy. And I say that to his face, and he'll laugh and go right along with it and be like, you damn right. I used to be the best at manhunt, but he really was. But
what if people, and follow me on this, all right? What if we took whatever the stereotype is, doesn't matter, and substituted words, all right? Can you give me an example of a stereotype that you have heard, whether it be, you know, like people of color are always looked at in a store. All right. Like that.
So one stereotype that's out there that everybody's probably heard is about Mexicans and how they can squat up and fit a lot of people in the car.
Okay. Now take out the word Mexican and put in the word poor person and tell me how it sounds.
It doesn't sound as funny.
Correct, but it's true. It's only funny because it's true. It's not as funny when people talk about homelessness.
You're right.
All right, a good one. A black person is always followed in a store. A homeless person is always followed in a store. A person who's poor is always followed in the store.
True.
Take out the word color and you put
But there are rich black people that get followed in stores too. I'm going to throw that out there.
And you put class in there. That's the real issue. That's the issue I will stand 10 toes down on. Why? Because we're all trying to get out of it together. We're all trying to get out of this. And if you've ever said to somebody who doesn't look like you, when I make it, I'm taking you with me.
Listen.
That should let you know that it's more about poverty than it is about race.
We could have made it out if some of them $60 billion that done got sent over to whatever the hell Joe Biden keep helping out. If he would have given that to some of us, shit, we'd be straight.
Well, and that's a different ballgame. You're not gonna stop problems on the top of the mountain, all right?
That Carter said white folks can't season food.
Like the old man, the old dead man in the White House.
That's a stereotype.
And the old madman can't fix community issues. That's true. So it is up to people like you and me. It is up to people like Icy, people like Killshot, the people who you interact with. Like a real racist don't want to be anywhere any person of the race that they hate is.
That's true.
A real racist won't even go to a place. Or at least that's what it used to be. All right. Don't know what happened. Maybe it's evolved and things like that.
Kind of like the Mennonites riding electric. Never mind.
Yeah. If you have ever been cordial, not nice, cordial to somebody who looks different than you, congratulations, you're not a racist. Doesn't matter what they tell you. Because you don't have to be cordial to people. And that's not I just know how to act in public. No, that's not true. Because you don't have to interact with anybody you don't want to.
That's true.
And that's a different ballgame.
See, I'm not racist, but I hate dumb people. And that could be anybody, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, I hate confident, stupid people.
That too. I mean, I feel like that can be a sub of the dumb people. That could be like a subcategory.
Right, and it's
dumb covers a lot of blanketness.
Dumb covers a huge blanketness. I mean, so hopefully
it's almost like a cast net.
God, Jesus, yeah, probably. It's just rough. I mean, between me getting kicked off of TikTok, or not kicked off of TikTok, but I had my video taken down. Or maybe it's just under review. I got to see if it's under review.
Oh, Franklin Ray has a very very great point. He said, for the most part, real racists don't hide it. And they don't.
How dare you say something truthful, sir?
I love it, though.
The man. That's my boy.
I love it when we have people like that that come in. You know, that's one good thing.
Yo, Ray Franklin is a smart son of a bitch. That is a smart motherfucker.
We have a bunch of people on here that are from different parts of life, but they will definitely spit some real when we need it.
Absolutely. I want to get our headphone situation figured out, and I want people like Ray Franklin to come on, talk about, have Icy come and sit there and come on.
We just
on.
Need some headphones, really, is what it boils down to.
Yeah, I don't know. That we got to figure that part out because, like... I mean, maybe it's Johnny proof. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We'll talk about it off air. I don't know what issue you have.
I told you about that. But aside from the juice.
Well, maybe try bringing a pair of headphones. Well, and I'm here and we can figure it out.
Fair enough. So that's what I got. What do you got? Anything?
No, that's pretty much it for the day. There are some things coming out, though.
Oh, what's coming out?
About this whole Diddy situation and everything else.
Oh, Lordy.
And we'll get more into that as the days go along. So those that man, I think it's going to get crazy. We'll see.
I agree with this.
One thing I do want to talk about, though, there's a lot of rumors going around that Drake dropped a diss track, and some people are saying that is real, but I have not found it on any legit streaming things. They're like, oh, well, there's stuff that leaks all the time. Blah, blah, blah. But yeah, unless Apple or
Drake need to go sit
Spotify or something like that is rocking with it, or I'm hearing it on Pandora, I'm not believing it with all this AI stuff that's out there. And at the end of the day, I don't think Drake really wants that smoke with K-Dot. If he does, cool. And as I stated before, I'm all for the rap beef as long as it stays on wax, if you will, and doesn't resolve to any violence or anybody losing their life. I love the
Is that still a thing?
I love the old school hip hop situation where people could have beef and make like the quote unquote diss tracks, if you will.
Yeah.
I just never want to see the Tupac Biggie situation again.
Yeah, but that didn't have anything to do with them. Like, per se, like, Tupac didn't kill Biggie, Biggie didn't kill Tupac. That was all third party.
It was, but what do we really know?
Diddy did it.
There's a lot of speculation and controversy out there that supposedly they were behind the scenes squashing everything.
It's all about
and they were supposed to reunite and get back on the same team. And there's rumors out there that Suge killed Pac and Diddy killed Biggie. Like, who really knows what it is?
Shot collar, spaller.
20-inch blades on the Impala.
No, wrong song. That's all right. Boy, somebody give me Mace on the phone. Shot Mace.
Mace knows some shit.
Mace, call me. Let me know. What you got, brother? Cameron, let me know.
I love their podcast. It is what it is. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
It's amazing, and they hold back no punches.
I want Mace on the show. Mace.
Murder Mace.
So good.
Murder Mace.
I'm not calling him that.
Hey,
I don't want anybody to think that, you know, that I'm about feel good Mace, Reverend Mace.
I'm just saying that's how long I've been getting down with my dog Mace back when he was Murder Mace.
Oh, Lord.
I want him to know. I know.
That's like
him and Cameron were actually basketball teammates, by the way, at the same high school. They're actually really good basketball players.
That's like running around saying, you know, that you mess with No Limits so damn bad, boy, you a Silk the Shocker fan.
I was never a Silk the Shocker fan.
Or a freaking C-Murder fan.
Silk the Shocker is the original Blueface. Blueface is a Silk the Shocker clone. I said it. Blueface is if you ordered Silk the Shocker off of Wish.
God damn it.
I said it. C-Murder was decent, though.
C-Murder.
but the main one was Master P. Let's just be real.
I mean, he made him say,
He did have a guy named Moby Dick that was their little, like, was their version of like Nate Dogg. He was the little hook singer.
Oh.
That's that throwback No Limit. I used to have all them CDs. Mystical, Silk the Shocker.
Like, this was like
Charge It to the Game. Big Ed, like, the Assassin.
Before Mystical had his problems.
Soldier Slim before he went to Cash Money. AKA Magnolia Slim, RIP.
Magnolia Slim, oh boy. Sure enough, it's our turn, baby.
I'm telling you, I know all these things.
You really do. You do. I'll give you that one. It's unreal. I like the old music. And leave poor Morgan Wallen alone, will you? Jesus Christ.
That meme was funny as hell, though. I was like, damn, I like Morgan Wallen, though.
I do like Morgan Wallen, but it's like... Like, I didn't because that was like the typical basic bitch white thing.
What was that new song that he had?
Which one?
The newer ones where he's like talking to his mom.
I Thought You Should Know.
I Thought You Should Know. That's that jam.
But if you look at Facebook in 2024 on today's ordeal, that Morgan Wallen makes music for 24-year-olds dating high schoolers, which is wild because I don't want to hear none of that shit. Like, I'm going to make one for Beyonce, and people are going to really be in their feelings about it.
I think you should make one for City Girls or Sexy Red. It'd be way easier.
No. Yeah, if they want to go after a freaking big-name hitter like Morgan Wallen, then okay. We got to get on equal playing field. Sexy Red. Like, what the fuck's a Sexy Red? Stop it.
She's not. It's an oxymoron.
It really is, in more ways than one, in City Girls. Like, I mean, City Girls ain't trying to... They're like the modern day female kid in play. That they ain't here to do nothing but party.
I feel you.
They're just trying to party right now. That they're not trying to do anything wild.
I got you.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody while they twerking on.
I like it. Speaking of twerking, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion in that challenge and Coi Leray. You did your thing, girl.
Megan V, that means you, Stallion, which is a boy horse. Call me, girl. Put it down.
Hey, Meg can get it, boy.
I'll put it down.
She you. Bad.
She is bad.
I couldn't afford her. My credit damn sure ain't good enough.
I'd fake it. She don't know that. She just gotta believe it long enough until she do a credit check. It's game on like Donkey Kong.
I feel like if you ain't pulling out no American Express black card in front of Meg Thee Stallion, I don't think you got it good enough.
My but, boy, for kill shots, I don't listen to nobody with the first name Lil.
But boy, let me tell you, Meg Thee Stallion was the highlight of She-Hulk. I'm just going to put it out there.
Like, she got an end table ass.
Damn.
She sits down, she's 3 feet taller.
That makes me think about that song, Dance, Too Much Booty in the Pants. Dance,
she
too
really much does. Booty in the pants.
Hey, well, she. Pff.
You get more freaking. All these girls trying to be Megan Thee Stallion freaking walk around like Megan the Shetland Pony.
Hey, speaking of mystical that I brought up a little bit earlier.
Danger!
When you see Meg, it's almost like, shake your ass, but watch yourself. Show me what you're working with. Well, hey.
Take it easy, Cosby.
I'm sorry. I ain't trying to put nothing in nobody's dream. I'm just saying, if Meg want to back it up on me, I ain't going to.
A colada.
If ain't nobody. Hey,
one Cosby on aisle two.
If she going to back it up on me, I ain't going nowhere.
She give me 2 minutes.
I'm going to stand strong. I'm probably going to come on myself like your boy from American Pie.
I would probably bust and she touches it.
Facts. Fuck. I'd be just like your boy when he was with Nadia on American Pie.
Oh, God. Like that. I was really excited one time because that there was this like girl that kind of looked similar. Not really. Nowhere even actually close. And she'd be talking, and then like her little cock blocking friend had to go and fuck that up. Every group of females have got a cock blocking friend who's just pissed off because nobody's hitting on them.
The pit bull.
Yeah. And that girl was fine. I was like, damn.
The friend was fine or the cock blocker was fine?
The girl was fine. Not the cock blocker. That the cock blocker is usually never fine.
The grenade.
Yeah, boy, ain't that the truth. I'm like, boy, look at that. Boy, I was going to try to bring me home a mixed girl, and you done fucked that up.
That's why you
got to. Damn it.
That's why you got to find somebody who doesn't really care. That's why you got to have a homie who's a grenade jumper
on her. Yeah, jump around.
Jumper on her.
Oh.
Somebody who'll jump on their grenade.
That's it. Jump up, jump up. That's it. You got somebody.
Carter's taken now, or else I'll tell you to have him be your wingman.
Fucking Carter's going to say some shit to get his ass canceled. Chill out.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Any final shout outs?
Shout out to my shout outs. Shout out to the single moms in the world. God bless you.
Bam. Shout out to everybody who tuned in on the Facebook Live.
Thank you, Icy, Killshot, my boys. Killshot is out of state listening to us.
Hey, we got a bunch of stuff on the Facebook Live page and on the TikTok. Go follow us if you haven't already. Interact with us, man. We love the interaction. We interact with you guys throughout the week, so that kind of helps keep us in tune with you guys in between shows, man. So we love you guys, and this is just another convo.
Peace.
Peace.